name of Jesus. As you send your word to me tonight, let it be a season of grace for me in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the third day. We have started since Wednesday. Lord Jesus, this day is my own day in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let this be my own certain day in the name of Jesus. Send your word my way again in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, in this word you are about to send, I receive my own in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Father, as we go into your word, we pray that your spirit will enlighten our hearts again in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak to our heart directly from your throne of grace and mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this be for our lifting and a race in the name of Jesus. Thank you because you've answered. In Jesus' awesome name, we are prayed. Amen. Jam those hands together for Jesus and take your seat. I want to appreciate the name of God for this privilege to share with us tonight. This is God enabling the available. It's not by qualification. Hallelujah. Since Wednesday, we've started on a series titled Understanding How to Build Your Faith for a Fight. Understanding how to build your faith for a fight. And tonight we shall be considering part 1C. Hallelujah. There is a common saying in this ministry that wickedness is real, oppression is real, but more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. So the subject of faith cannot be overemphasized. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 said, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now, to fight an invisible battle, you need an invisible and invincible weapon, which is faith. Bible says we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And so you will not need a physical weapon to fight the fight of faith, but you need the weapon of faith, hallelujah, to fight this fight. Now, faith is a tangible force or weapon, though you cannot see it, but the impact is ever undeniable. The impact of faith cannot be denied. For anyone who has experienced the exploits of faith before, you know that you cannot deny it when the force of faith is at work. Hallelujah. So, faith is a fundamental requirement for getting things done in this kingdom. There is nothing you can accomplish in this kingdom without the force of faith. That is why Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, it is impossible to please him without faith. He said, for he that must come to him must first believe that he is, and that he is also a rewarder of whoever seek him diligently. So, if your faith is not in place, you have no place in this kingdom. For you to achieve or accomplish anything in this kingdom, your faith must be in place. Hallelujah. If you read that Hebrews 11 verse 6 further, you will see the Bible is saying, by faith, through faith, so and so accomplished. So any faithless believer is a defeated believer already. Without faith, the battle is already lost. Hallelujah. So every patriarch of faith achieved by faith. And that is why, if you go into the scripture, Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, Romans chapter 1 verse 17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, all of them saying the same thing, that the just can only live by faith. The just can only live by faith. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16 says, above all, take with you the shield of faith, with which we'll be able to do what? To quench every fiery dart. Any dart that the devil is shooting your way, in this year 2020, the shield of faith will quench them. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, number one, we must understand that faith is in levels, which means it can be nurtured to grow. Faith is in level and it can be nurtured to grow and it can be built. And that is why we are considering understanding how to build it. We will not tell you what is, we will tell you how it is. We won't tell you what is available alone, but we'll tell you how to get it. And that is what is unique about this ministry. Hallelujah. So how do you build a faith that is ready for a fight? A fight of victory. Hallelujah. So faith that we fight, according to God's servant yesterday, is the faith that is fed. If your faith is not fed, it cannot fight. Have you ever seen an ugly man fighting before? In fact, when it appears that he's hungry, people will warn you, don't touch him, so that you won't be in trouble. Because if you touch him and he dies, you are in trouble. So any faith that must fight must be a faith that is well fed. So the faith that we fight is the faith that is fed. The depth of your faith determines the height of its delivery. The depth of your faith determines the height of its delivery. Any faith that will make gigantic delivery must be deeply rooted. So, how do you build faith? We were told that faith grows by the word of God and has unlimited capacity for growth. That is why Romans chapter 10 verse 7. Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? By the word of God. It only comes by hearing, and hearing it again and again. Praise the Lord. And then the second point that we were told is that prayer and fasting is a means to grow your faith. Isaiah 58 verse 6, 8 and 10. Now always remember that faith building is a personal responsibility. Praise the Lord. Faith building is what? A personal responsibility. If you are going for an exam, I can't read on your behalf. You cannot use the knowledge of your friend to write your own exam. You will fail. So you must take personal responsibility for building your faith. They say, oh boy, you have exam tomorrow. He said, don't worry, my friend is reading. If God wants to deal with you, they will separate the two of you tomorrow. Praise the Lord. So you must take personal responsibility to build your own faith. And you know, if I do it for you, it is called what? Examination malpractice. Praise the Lord. So the faith that must work, hallelujah, we have been told there's several kinds of faith that must work. Tonight we are going to consider four different kinds of faith that must work. Number one is the kingdom advancement driven faith. The kingdom advancement driven faith. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What does that mean? Stop running after additives. Stop doing what? Stop running after additives. We all know that additives are not the main thing. Scientists, you know that additives are not what? The main thing. There's nobody that will prepare amala or eba or whatever it is and eat it with Maggi. You can't do that. There must be correct soup. But Maggi is an addition. These things that we run after are the things that make the kingdom sweet, but they are not the kingdom. So seek ye first the kingdom. When you have the kingdom, you have all these things. Some of us may not understand what this means. I remember as a very young man, praise God, in the city of Ibadan, my father got so tired of me going to church one day and told me to get out of the house. Say, what is wrong with you? Are they paying you money in that church you are going? You'll be going to church every day. What is your problem? Get out of my house. And for one whole year, I was sent out of the house for going to church too much. Praise the Lord. But going to church too much has paid off today. You know, the testimony there is that it was that same year that I was sent out of the house. As a young man, I was barely 20 years old. That was the year I floated my first company. That was the year that I floated my first company as a young man, 20 years of age. Say, get out of my house. You are going to church too much. Are they paying you money there? But God will pay you money and pay you beyond money. Hallelujah. Now, there are four examples from the scripture here that we are going to look at. Number one is Nehemiah. Praise the Lord. We will see in the book of Nehemiah. Hallelujah. From chapter 1, verse 1 to 11. The Bible talked about Nehemiah that he was the cupbearer for the king. So, it means that he has his own trouble. He was a slave one and he was a cupbearer. So, he has his own trouble. But he was more concerned about the state of Jerusalem, about the state of Judah, that he was praying for Jerusalem and not for himself. A whole chapter, he was busy praying. Many of us, every time prayer is raised, it's God give me, God give me, God give me, God me, only me. And that is why you make God look as if he doesn't answer prayer. Praise the Lord. Now, God's servant, please permit me to share this. The truth of the matter is, every time I am giving personal intercession to take care, I stand before God, I say the truth. I pray for this church. I don't pray, God give me, God give me. Thank God I've shared the testimony. Did God give me or he didn't give me? He gave me. Hallelujah. So it's not God give me. That is the kingdom of God. He said, seek ye first that kingdom. Nehemiah was busy praying for the ruins of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And God that saw his heart gave him that avenue to prove himself. And he did prove himself. Everything he asked for, he got it. But that is not the testimony. The testimony is that Nehemiah moved. If you read chapter 2, verse 1 to 10, and then in chapter 5, verse 14, please, studio, put it up. He moved from a wine bearer for the king to a city builder for the Lord. And from being a city builder for the Lord, he was appointed a governor of Judah. As you build God's kingdom, God will appoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. He will take you to places you never dream of. We didn't see Nehemiah praying to be governor over Judah in any place in the scripture. That was not his focus. His focus was to build the ruins of Jerusalem. And as he was building the kingdom, God was busy building him. God will build you this year. Beyond your wildest dream, God will build you. In the mighty name of Jesus. But what is the secret? Seek ye first. Hallelujah. The second person is Job. Hallelujah. God was so proud of Job that God was boasting about Job to the devil. Have you seen my servant? And the devil said, look at how you have fortified him. How will he not be faithful to you? But God said, I know his heart. He's not about the things I've given him. He's about his heart for me. I said, okay, go ahead, touch him. But don't touch his soul. And he had many troubles. We have read the story. We don't need to go into reading all the story. But what does the Bible have to say about him? In chapter 42, verse 10, the Bible says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job. What did Job do? When he prayed for his friends. Also, God didn't stop there. Said, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The grace for twice as much will come upon you in the name of Jesus. As you take it upon yourself to pray for the concerns of others, God will take care of your own needs. Number three, Paul the apostle, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16 to 17. I don't know how many of us we have gotten to this point, but Paul declaring boldly, he said, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. So whether I like it or not, I do it. In season and out of season, when it is convenient and when it is not convenient, I am bound to do it. Praise God. We know those people who come to church only when it is convenient for them. Say, you know, I'm just returning from work by 5 o'clock. The stress of the day, I can't be coming to church by 5:30. So we come on Sunday, we come on Sunday. And that is why some has not gone beyond the level of Sunday blessing. Praise God. There is something extra that God has to some of us that come during the week. Tell them when you see them. Praise God. He said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Why? Because he got to a point in his ministry where he boldly declared, I can do all things. He didn't come ordinarily, but by virtue of his level of commitment and dedication, he has confidence in the ability of God to accomplish anything through him. So he came out to say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. How many of us can boldly say that? There are some of us that when we see cockroach in our house alone, you will call pastor. I saw something. What does it look like? I don't know if it's a bird or a... This thing just flew past. You will call pastor 2 a.m. in the midnight. Hallelujah. The Lord will build your faith. As you desire it and take responsibility for it, I see you becoming a giant in the faith in the name of Jesus. Number two, the fear-free faith. The fear-free faith. Number two, we say the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3, verses 15 to 28. The Bible said, when the king made that furnace of fire, they saw the fire. They didn't tell them they will make it if they don't bow. The fire is made already in case they don't bow. So it's not as if they didn't know how serious it was. But they said, when Nebuchadnezzar said, let me see that God that will deliver you, they got offended in the spirit. And then they called the king by his name. They didn't say, oh king, live long. They said, oh Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter because we have touched our God. That is a fearless kind of faith. And if you are thinking it's because they were too sure that God will deliver them, they said, we know that God will deliver, but even though, in case he doesn't deliver us, we will still not bow to your idol. When you dare God with this kind of daring faith, praise the Lord, the fear-free kind of faith, God will always show up for you. How did it end? He said, did we not cast 3 people into this fire? He said, I saw 4 people walking free in the fire, and the appearance of the 4th one is like that of the Son of God. In every difficult situation of life, Jesus will appear for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then, I remember I lived by a herbalist as a young man. The herbalist was living right beside my house. And the man would come out every morning and make mouth and eulogize himself, call himself all manner of name. That if he step on shadow alone, 10 people can die. He will say all manner of things and say it loud in front of my house so that I could hear him. I kept quiet. Until one day, he went and rubbed something on my car. And I got angry in my spirit. So I came out, carry blood of sprinkling, sprinkled everywhere, and blew some dangerous tongue. When I greet this man, he will call me away. If you are Yoruba, you know the meaning of away. That is a derogatory way to greet somebody. When someone is greeting, you say away. The next morning, as I came out of my house, the man saw me and said, Oga, Eka Rosa. That is the kind of fear-free faith that God wants you to operate in. He said, the quietness of the lion is not because of fear. Praise God. Number three, expectation-stirred faith. Psalm 62 verse 5, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Praise the Lord. Said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Giving expectation to your faith is the way to go. That is how God knows that you are serious about it. And how do you express this? In your actions. You can't pray, Father, as we are going out for evangelism, let there be no rain. and then you tell your son, please bring the umbrella for me in case there is rain. Means you don't believe in the prayer you have prayed. Your action, your vocation, your vocalization, everything you say must point to your faith. Praise God. Said, the kind of faith that we talk about, call it those things which be not as though they were. Romans chapter 4 verse 17. Even when you have not had it, thank God for it. Act as if you have it already. Proverbs 23, 18 says, surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. And finally tonight, is the patience rooted faith. The kind of faith that is rooted with patience. One of the conditions, or one of the cardinal pivots of confidence we have in God, is the fact that God cannot lie. He doesn't speak according to the level of our faith, but according to his own ability to perform. So your faith must rise to the level of his ability to partake of his promise. And that is why you need to build your faith. So while building your faith, you need patience that is born out of confidence in his unfailing ability. That no matter how long it takes, I know that God will come through for me. It doesn't matter how long it takes, I know he will do what? Come through for me. Hebrews 6, 12 to 18 said that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. Said, and so, after he had patiently again endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to shew himself unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Hallelujah. How many of you know God cannot lie here? And that is why your faith must be confidence rooted in patience. Praise the Lord. In James, the Bible speaking, he said, God is not slack concerning his promise, as men do understand slackness. He said, but before him, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. What does that mean? He said, he makes all things beautiful in his own time, not your time. If God gives you before your time, it will destroy you. He knows the right time for you. Everything will come for you at the very point in time of God. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Hallelujah. Romans 4, 16 to 21. 17 says, he called those things that be not as those they were. But 20 says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So as I round up tonight, while you patiently wait in faith for the promise of God, what are you supposed to do? Number one, call those things that be not as though they were. Walk in that confidence that you know that God will come true for you no matter what. Call them. You are expecting the fruit of the womb. Call yourself mama blessing, mommy patience, mommy God's gift, mommy goodness. Call yourself. Tell them, don't call me sister so and so again. I am mama blessing. That is calling those things that be not as though they were. And secondly, while you wait, give God the glory. Give God what? The glory. He said he was not weak in faith, but he was strong in faith, giving God the glory. Give him the praise for the things that you have not received. Please stand to your feet tonight as we go to God. Lord Jesus, I receive grace for greater level of faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. In case you are not born again tonight, you have not started this journey of faith at all. If you are in the house tonight, you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Father, I come to you. Lord, I release myself unto you. Cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Accept me into the beloved in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you pray the prayer, please come forward. Let's put our hands together as we receive God's servant.
We are blessed by that word. We make it bigger. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. You must keep feeding yourself on this kind of word to grow in faith. A little here, a little there. Before you know it, you are there. Praise the Lord. It is very important that we keep feeding ourselves with the word of God. When a man hears that there's a race to be run, what he does is to exercise himself, shed weight. I've not seen a very fat footballer playing for any country. I don't know if you have seen one. He's very fat. And he says, he's a footballer. Why is he fat? He says, so that if he shoots the ball, he can sometimes use his stomach to block it. No, they shed weight. And that's why we have taken time to shed weight. In the realm of the spirit, you are gaining weight. And this weight will help you all through the month of March and beyond. In the mighty name of Jesus, we must exercise ourselves in the word of God. There are some things that will not be done by God for you. You must exercise yourself. Whatever you hear is for you to exercise with. Listen to instructions. Hear the word of God. Upgrade your level of feeding. Upgrade your level of feeding on the word of God. There are different avenues today that we are privileged to hear the word. In those days, the only thing we have is cassette. And the day they something stop eating up your I know some of us have experienced it. They have a cassette and then you put it. That is where we hear that statement. The statement that pastor made reference to. Praise God. His operation is real. We play the cassette. So if you are not fortunate, the enemy comes into your radio and eats up the cassette. And that is the end of it. So you cut it, straight it, and use sellotape to bind it together. Play it again. It will reduce the message. However, you are keep playing until the message cannot be heard again. But today we have access to YouTube. We have access to all manner of platforms. You can go and hear the word of God. Sir, I will never preach without hearing somebody say something about what I'm about to preach. It is pride to think that you know it all. There is no day. Sometimes five different messages. I just want them to just play with my mind. I don't write what they say. I don't prepare to say what they say. I just allow them to tamper with my own mind. And then when they are done, I discover sometimes I say those things they say without knowing. It just flows out. Some of the things that's why I love to hear the message again. To hear what I said because I did not hear what I said. They played with my mind and somehow the thing came out from my mouth. So we must take time to do this. This is what our fathers do. One day we were in a meeting where Kenneth Copeland was teaching pastors. It was a pastor's meeting. And as he was teaching, God's servant Bishop Oyedepo rose up and ran to him. He said, hold on, sir. He said, this way, this level you are going is not yet their level. He said, come down to this level. And they were in front of everybody. He said, okay, you mean that? Okay, they started from that point again. Praise the Lord. So everyone is learning, upgrading what they know. If you use what you know before to operate this year, you have failed already. Say, God forbid. So we must upgrade learning. We must upgrade our faith. Don't operate faith malpractices. I had that one for the first time today. Faith, then when you rely on your wife's faith, wife rely on husband's faith. He said, Oni, are you praying at all? This woman, you are angry at the woman. You are not praying. The woman I'm seeing, you are not praying. Other people are praying for their husband. Don't operate like that. Everyone should build his faith. It's our own faith. It's a personal race, like we had earlier. And as you build your faith, you will see your faith changing level. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, like we are told, faith are in measures. We have weak faith. The Bible said that Abraham staggered not. He was not weak in faith, meaning it was possible to be weak in faith. We have little faith. He told them, O ye of little faith. We have growing faith. 2 Thessalonians 1:3 said, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. So there is no place where you come and you have arrived. You keep walking on your faith little by little, topping it up, and before you know it, you become a sign and wonder. That shall be your new identity in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember what the word of Lord says, those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. For what? To run well in the month of March. So we take time every month to prepare to run well. Rise to your feet. Father, as you have renewed my strength in these 3 days, clear off every barrier ahead of me in the month of March. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Lord, as you have renewed my strength, I have heard your word. I have heard your word. Your word coming to me daily. Father, clear off every barrier. They that do wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, renew my strength to conquer. Renew my strength, the strength to overcome. Lift up your voice and pray. In the book of Isaiah 40 verse 31, it said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as eagles. Father, renew my strength as eagle. I will not be found on the ground. I will not be found on the ground. Renew my strength. Renew my strength. Renew my strength. I have waited these 3 days. Lord, let there be renewal of strength spiritually. Renewal of strength financially. Renew my strength, O Lord. Renew my strength, O Lord. Renew my strength, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. He said, they shall run and not go weary. I decree concerning you, you will not go weary. May your strength be renewed constantly. I say you will not go weary in the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hands toward the communion. And you pray, Father, immune my system against disease. No matter what name it is called, Lord, immune my system, my children, against evil disease. Lift up your voice and pray. Immune my system against evil disease. Lord, immune my system, spirit, soul, and body, against every form of disease. It doesn't matter the name. Lord, immune me against all form of sicknesses and diseases. Malose keta labra dosa ya kalaba. Enclose kete kelebro dosa. Empa rosa taliba. Enclose kete kelebro dosa. Empa raso seka. Enclose kete kelebro dosa. Empa raso sekete. Le close kete kelebro raba. Immune my system. Oh, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can Jesus be here and be afraid of coronavirus? The reason why you have corona is because you need a Corolla. You know there's a car called Corolla. Eh? So every corona is exchanged for a Corolla. You hear the devil. Are you getting me now? It's corona. Somebody was saying in a drama, I love Nigeria, I tell you. They mess up the thing. The thing disappear by himself. The person said, he said, Ebola, we ate it. He said, give us Corolla, we will eat it. He said, we ate bird flu. We ate the bed and left the flu for them. No sickness is permitted around you. You are immune in Jesus. No sickness is permitted around you. Now listen, as a child of God, you must not be known as first in negative issues. As a child of God, you must not be known popularity with negativity. It's not a portion. I decree that your children are protected. I decree that every member of this assembly is protected. In the name of Jesus, Corona, hear the voice of the Lord. You are dead at arrival. In the name of Jesus, guys. Just like it came, it will go back to where it came from. It's a sickness that they meant for Egyptians. It is not your portion. I decree preservation in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. So our strength is in the Lord. How long will I be washing my hands? Now you now come to shake me now, and I wash my hand before I shake you. How will you feel? That's how they came with Ebola. To do feet washing became a challenge. We saw, they said it's time for feet washing. People were running outside the church. What kind of rubbish is that? It shall not happen in the name of Jesus. The table is blessed, immune against evil, in Jesus' mighty name. So allow your children.